the hell is with this mystery flavor?
It's a mystery flavor.
Oh. It is a mystery.
My guess is artichoke and sun-dried tomato.
That sounds like just a say to combo. Yourself.
I had that on pizza recently.
Yeah.
Just say to yourself, it's only a snack. I should really just relax.
Yeah. Let's see, mystery over here.
We love you, Joel. We love you, Mike.
It's true.
And new guy. Yeah, you're okay.
Yeah. What's his name?
Gerald
or Joseph or Jonah or
Jonah. Jonah. It is definitely not Gerald Ford.
Jonah
he is dead.
Good people.
Okay.
Jonah's pretty okay. He's finding his stride.
Is it Jonah or Gerald? Now, have I confused everybody?
No, Gerald is the whelk snail. Jonah is the host.
Okay. That easy mistake to make.
So you remember it because it's Lawrence and Gerald, whelk snails at large.
Got it.
We're not officially recording. You can make all the noise. I know, but this is B-roll. Sometimes you use it.
Sometimes the entire podcast is B-roll.
There's more B-roll than A-roll.
Brawl, if you will.
If we start pulling out the C-roll.
I will not.
Yeah, good. But if you get all the way to the next one, it's pretty droll.
Yeah. Well, at least we don't have to have, you know, like stock footage of the Women's Institute applauding or any of that.
Stop it. No more stock footage of ladies applauding.
L-grade humor is served to prisoners.
This is side B.
So it's, you know, in Maine for a while before they figured out refrigeration, it was illegal to serve lobster to prison inmates more than a couple times a week.
Really?
Yep. Well, it was... They didn't have good refrigeration.
Yeah, so...
So it was cruel and unusual punishment because you were basically getting, like, two-day-old lukewarm lobster, and that's not good for anybody.
Yeah.
I was just wondering how they got the pot into the lobsters.
Oh, no, the claws, they can hold the spliff just fine.
Okay, because I thought I heard you say reefer duration.
Yeah. No, lobsters smoke.
Okay.
They would be lighting up all the time if it wasn't for the whole water thing. So, actually, they all vape.
I mean, you have to get the pot from the lobster before you can put the lobster in the pot.
Yes. And you have to be careful because sometimes they have magnets.
And sometimes it's a kettle.
With melted can of butter.
Red lobster, we have a marketing proposal for you.
Green lobster.
Red face lobster.
Red eyes lobster.
Isn't that a Yu-Gi-Oh card?
You have activated my trap card. Red, my lobster trap.
Red eyes gray green lobster. Yeah, there you go. You heard it here first, folks. You heard it here first.
Who put the meow in home yowner? Facts but better.
That was brilliantly delivered.
Welcome to Facts But Better. I am Amar, and I will be your moderator. Now let's introduce our panel tonight. You there, how would you like your eggs?
If I say fertilized, am I ejected from the studio?
Maybe.
Okay.
I prefer mine over difficult.
I can't eat eggs. I break out in spontaneous limbs falling off.
I don't like food anymore.
All right. So that the points actually matter, tonight's prize will be dibs on this bag of mystery Oreos. It's true. We have no idea what flavor these cookies are.
I'm sure it's something interesting.
They taste like anticipation.
They probably taste like day-old mint.
If you're going to do the anticipation, you know, it needs to be sweet
anticipation.
Now then, you there.
Huh?
You're the scorekeeper for this game. Please ensure that everyone here will win the game so that we can work together to determine the mystery flavor.
I think I like this plan.
I already looked it up on the internet.
It's Soylent Green, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, that was easy.
Our main topic for tonight will be sporty cars. Please remember this main topic. There will be a quiz at the end of the program.
Multiple choice or radio button?
Essay.
Oh, damn it.
Yep. Yeah.
We got some questions from our listening audience.
We have one of those?
Maybe.
You're not even going to introduce the contestants?
I tried to.
I mean, they did ask.
You are officially how you like your eggs.
So, oh, I see. It's a sort of what you eat is what you are kind of thing.
Exactly. Although, if you'd like names, I suppose we could go back through in reverse order. So, allergic to eggs?
Allergic to eggs. I'm a rejected Mega Man boss from Mega Man 3. I'm Caliper Man.
Sweet.
Not very popular. Didn't make the cut.
Hold on, Caliper Man. I think you've got something stuck in your throat.
No.
Oh, calipers.
How do those get stuck in there?
I hear you did shockingly well with Oblivion, though. Yeah, in all the houses. Calipers everywhere. Little game humor there for you folks.
I am allergic to game humor.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're going to shrivel up and die in here.
I'm allergic to a lot of things. That's part of why I didn't make the cut.
Oh.
Have you considered bubble life?
Bubble life?
Yes, life in a bubble.
I thought about it, but Bubble Man took it the wrong way.
Oh.
And now I'm supposed to maintain a 50-meter distance at all times.
So a bubble of distance.
Moving on. Over difficult. Identify yourself, please.
Oh, I thought it was just the Mystery Oreo.
Oh.
No, I'm definitely not a Mega Man boss. I don't know what's going on with that. I'm M, the letter M. Today's podcast is brought to you by the letter M.
I've forgotten what your preference for eggs were, but it was definitely snarky and sarcastic.
Also, you know, slightly a come on, so I'll just back away from all that. Since we're going with rejected themes here, I am a banana! No, please don't sue us, Hertzfeld. We love your work. Someday I'll even watch all of it. I am Soreth.
True.
All right. So, we got some questions from our listening audience. Please answer them. Question number one. Dear Facts with Bettercast, I am a huge fan of your show. I want to know, why is my faucet making a humming sound in the morning? Is it you?
I can state definitively that's not me. There was another robot master. Actually, it was Vibration Man, who's probably responsible for that. He got loose somewhere around Mega Man 4 and has never been found since, so...
I thought he got censored because he was too risque for the kids' game.
Only with the res controller.
Right.
I've heard all the jokes. I made most of them. That's nice. Why he doesn't like me either.
Do you have to keep, like, a 50-foot vibration between you two?
I am beginning to think you are mocking me.
No!
Yes.
The faucet, though, I can actually provide an answer for this. Mm. You may have noticed that we've moved recently to having only three contestants, but a barbershop quartet needs a fourth. So clearly your faucet is attempting to the tryouts.
Yeah, but it doesn't know the words.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Just, you know, some harmonics.
Come along, yeah.
Yep.
Mouth watermelon, and it will work.
An ancient music school trick is to just play anything.
Yeah, makes sense.
We could probably get Pipe Man over there to look at that for you. If it's a problem with your plumbing, he'll know what to do.
Or Mario, but I've heard he doesn't do plumbing anymore.
Oh, really? He'll just pull out all the pipes.
Yeah. Well, he'll try to go through them.
There are a lot of rejected robot masters, you know?
Noun man for everything, yes.
All right. Moving right along to our second fan mail question. Dear Facts But Betterites, ampersand 023EB92C571D... sorry, this is obviously written in some kind of machine code. Do you want to take a crack at translating this?
I'm pretty sure that's a Photoshop key.
No, it doesn't pass the hashtag. I think it actually says...
That sounds like a dial-up modem.
I'm sorry, I've got the accent wrong. It's been a long time since I've spoken it.
Actually, that sounds an awful lot like the diagnostic code for Dr. Wily's automatic bath.
Sure.
Yeah, there were some hijinks along the way. I'll just say this. Aquaman, no longer allowed inside Wily's main compound... Yeah, he's gonna have to be a cameo later on, but he's out of the series on an official basis.
Well, I hear he picked up work with DC, but these shenanigans, is there video? Because I feel like we could make a killing on YouTube.
There was, but the trouble is it was all recorded on Betamax. And Betamax, man, well...
hasn't been the same.
Actually, he's sort of busted.
Mm.
Yeah, he's doing a nickel in the state pen.
Harsh. Is that innuendo? I can't tell.
Oh, no, but I'll tell you, this string of hexadecimal digits definitely is.
All right, let's move on to our next category. Iron World Dominance. Please describe how you would conquer the world using these ingredients. Set of ingredients, number one, Drano, dynamite, and tunnel borers.
It sounds like what they were trying to do with the viaduct replacement.
It'll never work.
No, that'd take a miracle.
Or Drill Man.
Hey, can we get...
I'm not on real good terms with Drill Man right now.
Imagine that.
Ever since that prank we pulled on Dr. Wily and his automatic tub.
I imagine being around him is pretty boring.
Two drums and a cymbal just fell off a cliff somewhere.
Way over there. I mean, as far as the actual, you know, conquering the world, I think if you combine dynamite and Drano and you just pour it down into tunnels, you can, like, threaten to collapse all of the world's major cities and, you know, hold them for ransom and take over the world that way. That's how I would do it.
Isn't this just fracking?
Basically.
Oh, okay.
But, like, you know, better.
Fracking but better is not the name of the podcast, I'm afraid.
It's much more destructive. Fracked but better.
All right, moving on to a set of ingredients. Number two, let's go with spaghetti, lipstick, and soft drinks that turn people into geckos.
I think I saw it. Was it an ABC after school special about this month? Maybe I'm mistaken. I got a little bit rattled up during that whole, you know, Vibration Man debacle.
Imagine that. This seems pretty clear to me. I mean, you market the soft drinks that turn people into geckos. You sell them lipstick because everybody looks better with a little lipstick on them. And you corner the market on spaghetti because geckos love spaghetti.
Yeah, it's a pretty known fact.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was going to say you make spaghetti with the soft drink that turns people into geckos as a secret ingredient in the sauce, but it's like super addictive, so everyone wants it, and you set up a chain of restaurants and then eventually like a frozen food empire. And once you turn people into geckos, they're going to be cute girl geckos, of course, and they're going to want all the lipstick.
Did we just describe Olive Garden's business plan?
Basically.
Neat.
See, what I would do is turn each of these things into a themed robot master.
Imagine that's
because I'm programmed by Dr. Wily, and that's the only idea he ever has.
I'm not sure if I want to see Lipstick Man or Spaghetti Man, but I kind of want to see turning people into Geckos Man.
Yeah, I'm in for that.
Soda Man, not very popular, gummed up a little too quickly, but... We almost gave Mega Man diabetes.
Like full-on Wilford Brimley diabetes?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I just want to know, how did he stay carbonated?
That... I really can't reveal that technology, because then Dr. Wily would detonate the bomb inside my brain.
I'm going to go out on a limb and guess that there's Carbonation Man somewhere.
Well, if there's not, there will be by the next game.
if you still want to tell me, then go for it. Just email it to me while I get to do it at a safe distance.
All right. Our next topic, speaking of bombs in brains, is who wants to live forever?
Queen.
Potentially. Please describe the following combatants locked in ancient rivalry. Number one, the Guild of Bards versus the AIs with embedded Microsoft Word text-to-speech.
Now, I have to tell you, people make fun of Microsoft Word text-to-speech, but that's actually the engine that Dr. Wily used for the voice recognition for all of us robot masters. And I have to say, it works pretty well, and I can't imagine anybody not liking it. So why would there ever be a conflict between Microsoft Word text-to-speech and the Guard of Birds? I don't get it.
Yeah, I see that you're not having any problems with, you know, the whole recognize beach thing.
Thank you very much, and your mom too.
My mother was a saint. No, the Guild of Bards are actually, I mean, look, you get a bunch of people whose entire deal is singing and drama together. And by God, they will pick a fight with anything and everything if it gets boring enough.
Oh, yeah, I've heard some stories from Filkman.
Yeah, this one time at Bard Camp.
Oh, I think something fried inside my brain.
Well, we better move on in a hurry then to number two. The nations of Paddington Bear versus those of Winnie the Pooh.
Winnie the Pooh is always kind of at a disadvantage because that forest, well, I mean, it's only 100 acres, and that's not very a big nation. And it's constantly flooding and having, like, terrible windstorms, as far as I can tell. So they're kind of at an economic disadvantage because they've got a lot of natural disasters.
Oh, bother.
Exactly. That's their national slogan.
I mean, it went on for quite a while, a lot of back and forth. And then eventually both Paddington and the Hundred Acre Woods, as I understand it, were taken down by a third party no one had really taken account of.
The Purple Panda?
No, shockingly no.
Gosh, that's creepy.
Everything changed the day the Corduroy Bear Nation attacked.
Our next topic is booze. Please describe the following alcoholic drinks. Number one, cherry roasted schnoozle juice.
I'm allergic to that too.
Schnoozle juice?
Yeah. And cherries.
And roasting.
No, actually, it turns out I'm not allergic to that. We know that for certain because of the day that Heat Man malfunctioned.
Mm. Also, we've been quietly roasting you the entire show. Cherry roasted schnoozle juice, I have the same problem with this as I do with hyper tequila, where I don't remember the first shot after I've, you know, started to drink it.
Mm.
I just wake up in a future where everyone is mad at me.
It's kind of like getting hit in the head by a lemon wrapped around a silver brick.
No, that's more fun.
True.
All right, our second option here is pine-infused coyote shot with worm spice.
I can't tell you how that tastes, but what I can tell you is I've seen it made. Woodman has an incredibly lucrative business on the side, infusing all kinds of liquors with, well, flavors of wood. It's true.
I'm just trying to understand this. It's like, did they just take a Pacific Northwest coyote and, like, load up a shotgun with worm spice and then just blast it? That's really inhumane.
No,
infuse the coyote with pine first.
Well, no, because that's because it's from the Pacific Northwest. It already is.
You're
it's eaten all of those pine needles already.
You're reading it wrong. That's a shot of liquid coyote.
So, to infuse...
Oh, that's even worse.
Are you pining for the coyote?
No.
I'm starting to like you.
Well, thanks. That's the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
All right. Moving right along.
I get you a worm spice latte. I hear it's the season.
Right along. Moving right along. Do you remember what our main topic was?
Something I was allergic to.
Arrakis. Dune. Desert planet. Home of the spice.
The one who gets this correct gets to drink from the fire hose. I mean, gets to try one of our mystery Oreos first.
I don't trust this packaging anymore.
I drank from the fire hose once. I am also supposed to stay 50 meters away from Fireman.
Also Hydrant Man, I assume.
Is there anyone you're not supposed to stay a specific amount of distance away from?
Mega Man. I'm supposed to kick his butt.
Oh, okay.
Everyone knows the rules. You robot master once from one plan, and then you get rid of the plan, and you never try it again. That's why we get into some of the really weird ones, like Vibration Man, or Saffron Man, sure. Or...
Very pricey, that one.
Seriously. Or, you know, there's Wire Sinus. Mesh Man, there's Washcloth Man.
And now, before we go... I want to remind all sports car drivers that driving at 88 miles per hour does not lead to time travel.
Damn.
But on the off chance that it does, please tell our contestants in advance what the flavor of the mystery Oreos was. That's all for now. Thank you for enjoying Facts But Better.
We haven't
eaten
Oreos.
That's the B-roll. The food is always the B-roll. All right.
Hope I'm not allergic to these.
Let's all go at the same time.
It doesn't smell like turpentine. This tastes like childhood. Saturday mornings.
What that? It tastes like breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
It tastes like motor oil and failure. And believe me, I know what those taste like.
So it tastes like your childhood.
So it tastes like allergies.
Is that Fruit Loops?
Uh-huh.
There is
it tastes like Fruit nose. Loops. I don't think I like them.
I feel like a toucan should be harangueing us right about now.
Now, Toucan Man and I are on pretty good terms.
That's a surprise.
I could get him out here if you want.
It is uncannily like Fruit Loops and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Like a whole bowl full of Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm. With chocolate, too.
Yeah. Which
not really meshing very well.
Maybe that's why I don't like him.
Well, but if you eat the icing just by itself, it's a little stronger.
So how is just the frosting?
Most of the flavors in the cookie.
Tastes like a long walk on the beach.
The hell kind Which of beaches do you
50 have? Feet behind anyone else that you know.
Well, it's gritty. I can tell you that.
Oh, okay. It's mostly chocolate in the wafer.
Well, yeah, they don't really change the cookie flavor. It's always just the...
No, it has a different flavor.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite the same.
Okay. Yeah.
God, that's weird.
Yep, well... That is definitely a sandwich cookie that happened.
Yep.
The mystery of the prize.
I think we all lost here today.